Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus. We're joined by one of the new Giants, center J.D. Walton joins us here on the show today. And J.D., how's it feel acclimating to the New York Giants?
It's good. You know, it's a great franchise and having a lot of fun getting to meet all the guys and know them and get to know the personalities. And
you get drafted by the Denver Broncos 2010, and you immediately start all the games your rookie year, all the games your second year, the first four games of your third year. Then the injury bug seems to bite you. Were you ever discouraged that you might not ever get back to where you were?
Only discouraged. I think more frustrated is the way to describe it. I mean, it was just because I broke it and then got it healed up and got ready to go and found out I'd been infected for a while and then had to have more surgeries. And I mean, it's just more of a pain and more frustration than anything.
So far in training camp 2014, talk a little bit about how you feel out there, because it's been a while since you were out there competing.
Definitely knocking off some rust. But, you know, everything's coming into place and getting back to my old self and having fun.
Give me a little window into what you think of this new offense, because you're a new guy, and normally when new guys come in, they have to learn the offense that exists, but everybody's kind of on the same page, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a nice thing, is everybody's on the same page. We're all learning. We all have the same little hiccups and little, you know, little mistakes, but we're all coming together. It's coming together great. You know, we'll be a high-tempo, quick-tempo offense, and we'll be moving the ball.
Is it similar to anything that you've experienced in other offenses?
There's similarities, but, I mean, it's totally different than anything I've ever ran. But, I mean, there are little nuances that are similar.
Is a lot of the learning curve for players when you go from offense to offense more terminology than anything else? I mean, football players are football players, aren't they?
Yes, sir. Yeah, terminology is probably the biggest deal, just getting on the same page as everybody else.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about this football team. And Tom Coughlin, under Eli, the Giants have put up some big numbers. They've won a couple Super Bowls as far as the passing game, but when they've had their best success, it's with a good running game. Has that been an area of emphasis from Coach Coughlin?
Definitely. You know, we want to get back to where, as the New York Giants, we run the ball very well. And that's our goal, and that's what opens up the passing game. So that's definitely a big goal during training camp.
What are some of the things that you're looking for as far as working on as a group? Because, look, this is a whole new collection of guys. They bring in Jeff Schwartz, obviously with Snee retiring. Pugh is a holdover. Beattie's a holdover. But there's a lot of new parts. What's the objective during camp for offensive linemen as far as the communication is concerned?
I think just getting to know each other and get to know what each other's thinking. Whenever a play is called, you know, knowing what the guy next to you is going to be doing and, you know, what his call is going to be and just, you know, the cohesiveness of an offensive line, and that's what we're working on right now.
How long does it take? You know, say you guys get a lot of reps together during camp, play the preseason. Does it take the whole preseason to start getting the nonverbal communication down?
I don't know. I mean, it's just the more the feel. We've got a good feel for each other right now, but I mean, it's just a time thing. And I think we'll be way past that by the end of training camp. I mean, we've got a good group of guys and we're meshing well together.
JD, we appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck this season.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
JD Walton joining us here on the program. When we come back on the program, A Giant's Life. We'll tell you about it as we return to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+.